This is the Game Act Hotline for October 29th, 2005, Episode 7.
We're going to California and Texas and New York, and we're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and...
Game Addict Hotline.
And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House!
Podcast up for all your latest video game news, video game releases, and video game trivia. My name is Luke. I want to say hello to everybody, and thank you for coming and listening to our show. I want to go ahead and give another special thanks to the people at Cranky Pants Games for letting us have an interview. You can visit the interview at our website, www.gameacthotline.com. We talked about the new game, Evil Dead Regeneration, and also some other things about video game development. We're going to have another interview coming up soon with Sucker Punch Games, the makers of Sly Cooper 3. Hopefully that'll be going on this next week, and we will go ahead and we'll post it up the week after, or possibly even next week, but we'll have to find out. I want to say hi to all my international listeners. There's a couple of people not living in America that are listening to the show. I would like to say hi to Amy, who's listening in China, and some of my other listeners who are in Europe, and I think I saw one in Morocco. So we are starting to get a lot of people listening to this podcast. But let's go ahead and let's get to the news. News number one, Gizmondo launches across North America. Tiger Telematics released their portable game system, the Gizmondo, this week. The Gizmondo has received mediocre reviews by the press since its initial announcement. You can only pick up the Gizmondo at one of its 14 kiosks in the country or on the internet. The cost of the product is $229. A GPS adapter will be available later in the year. Our next news is that Microsoft closes Xbox Live for a day. Microsoft closed Xbox Live on October 24th for the preparation of the Xbox 360 launch this November. The new Xbox Live changes include an achievement record system that shows special achievements for every Xbox 360 game. Another new change is the Xbox Live Marketplace. This will allow players to purchase special items for many of the Xbox 360 games. These special add-ons will be hidden to players until November 22nd, its launch date. Okay, let's go to our next one. The Revolution to launch worldwide in June 2006. There are rumors that the new Nintendo Revolution game system is set for a late June release. In an article at Spun.com, they are said a mid-2006 release had been hinted at as early as May this year, when memory supplier Mosis inadvertently revealed the launch window of the Nintendo's next-generation system. Nintendo is scheduling a worldwide release that is supposed to be much tighter in release date than the Xbox 360's release later this year. And let's finally go with the last news article, which is Seattle Police doesn't agree with Jack Thompson's accusations. In a never-ending story and drama over the Penny Arcade versus Jack Thompson this week, the Seattle Police Department released a statement about the facts sent from Jack Thompson about the harassment of Penny Arcade. Our preliminary review of the document has led us to believe that it is most likely a civil matter, police spokesman Deborah Brown said, but we have forwarded it to the chief of our criminal investigation bureau to make sure that it is correct. Jack Thompson also this week called U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Washington, John McKay, about Penny Arcade. There hasn't been a response from John McKay's office about the situation. But let's go ahead and let's get to our top rentals for last week. Number one was Shadow of the Colossus by Sony Entertainment. Number two is SOCOM 3, U.S. Naval SEALs, also by Sony. And then the number three game, The Warriors by Rockstar Games. All right, let's go ahead and let's get to our long list of game releases this week. For all systems, Call of Duty 2, The Big Red One by Activision. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3, Mutant Nightmare by Konami. Ed, Edd n Eddy, The Misadventures by Midway. The Incredibles, Rise of the Underminer by THQ. For the PS2 and Xbox, Star Wars Battlefront 2 by LucasArts. Without Warning by Capcom. From Russia with Love by EA Games. SeaWorld Shamu's Big Adventure by Activision. Payout Poker and Casino by Namco. For the PS2, NBA 2006 by Sony. Guitar Hero by Red Octane. Trapped by Tecmo. Snow Cross 2 featuring Blair Morgan by Crave. For the Xbox, Land of the Dead, Road to Fiddler's Green by Groove Games. Outlawed Chopper by VU Games. For the GameCube, there is no independent GameCube games this week. For the PSP, Star Wars Battlefront 2 by LucasArts. For the Game Boy Advance, Ed, Edd n Eddy, The Misadventure by Midway. The Incredibles, Rise of the Underminer by THQ. Animaniacs, Lights, Camera, Action by Ignition Entertainment. Ultimate Pocket Games by Telegrams. Duel Master, Shadow of the Cove by Atari. For the DS, The Incredibles, Rise of the Underminer by THQ. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3, Mutant Nightmare by Konami. Mega Man Battle Network 5, Double Team by Capcom. Moonlight's Fables by Majesco. ATV Quad Frenzy by Majesco. And Texas Hold'em Poker by Majesco. For the PC, Star Wars Battlefront 2 by LucasArts. Star Wars Galaxies Trial of Obi-Wan by LucasArts. City of Villains by NCSoft. And America's Army Special Forces Overmatch by the U.S. Army. And our pick for this week is for the Xbox and PS2, Castlevania Curse of Darkness by Konami. But let's go ahead and let's take a break for a while, and I'll come back with our trivia.
Hey gamers, do you sometimes say, that last level stinks? Not just that level, that whole game. We know you've got opinions. What you need now are skills. You can't make games that rock unless you've got the know-how. Don't go to some fly-by-night web-based diploma mill. Instead, Edmonds Community College is an accredited institution offering game development certification for online or on-campus students. Check out their website at cs.edcc.edu/programs.htm. Edmonds Community College, every step of the way.
And this is the Game Act Hotline. Remember, we are a part of the Edmonds Community College. You can visit the Edmonds Community College at www.edcc.edu. That's www.edcc.edu. Let's go ahead and let's get to our trivia. You know, this week's going to have Halloween, so we thought we'd go ahead and give you some Halloween game trivia. So let's go ahead and our first category is Famous Scary Games. My first question is, this game has you fighting the Umbrella Corporation and has such things as zombies, herbs to heal yourself, and was remade for the GameCube. Our second question is, this game has you taking pictures of the dead ghost as you try to find your older brother in a haunted mansion. And our final question is, this game has you trying to find your daughter in a haunted city that isn't just scary, but also has disturbing noises and an eerie fog. Alright, let's go ahead and let's get to our next category. Games with the word ghost in them. Here we go. This NES game has you losing your armor when you are hit, and was the prequel to the game Maximo. Question 2. This game is off the anime series where you play a female android cop and driving a spider-like vehicle called a Fuchikoma. And our final question is, this game has you playing as a part of a special forces unit trying to stop the ultra-nationalists who have seized power in Russia. Alright, our final category is Castlevania. This is the name of the family who is in a never-ending struggle to beat Dracula. Question 2. This is what you have to find in order to fight Dracula in Castlevania 2, Belmont's Curse. And our final question, in Castlevania 3, Dracula's Curse, you get to play as Dracula's son. What was his name? Alright, let's go ahead and let's get to our final question. You know, if you were a kid of the 80s and had a Nintendo, you would have played one of my favorite games, Maniac Mansion. The game was great because there were many ways to play it. I want to know what you feed the green tentacle when you first see him when you're going upstairs. All right, well, those are the questions. I'll give you guys a little bit of time while we listen to some commercials. Remember, this is the Game Act Hotline. You can visit us at www.gameacthotline.com. That's www.gameacthotline.com.
Are you keeping up with the Commodore? Because the Commodore is keeping up with you.
The world's number one selling home computer is now in a family pack, the Commodore 64, plus data cassette and joystick, four software programs including Introduction to Basic, a teach-yourself program for the whole family. The Commodore 64 family pack, a value of $700 for just $499.
Are you kidding?
From the far horizons of the unknown come transcribed tales of new dimensions in time and space. These are stories of the future. Adventures in which you'll live in a million could-be years on a thousand maybe worlds.
This is a Spaceship Radio podcast.
Are you in the bag?
No, but every week we'll bring you the best in science fiction radio from the 1950s.
Now here they come, ladies and gentlemen. The Martians.
And they will, every week, right into your iPod. Just visit www.spaceshipradio.com for all the details.
Prepare for maximum acceleration.
That's spaceshipradio.com, where we rocket you into the past.
Holy mackerel.
Just what is it that you want to do?
And this is the Game Addict Hotline. Let's go ahead and let's get to our questions for the day. I had my first category as Famous Scary Games. This game has you fighting the Umbrella Corporation and has such things as zombies, herbs to heal yourself, and was remade for the GameCube. And the answer is, what is Resident Evil? My second question was, this game has you taking pictures of the dead ghosts as you try to find your older brother in a haunted mansion. And the answer is, what is Fatal Frame? And my last question was, this game has you trying to find your daughter in a haunted city that isn't just scary, but also has disturbing noises and an eerie fog. And the answer is, what is Silent Hill? My next category was games with the word ghost in them. This NES game has you losing your armor whenever hit by a monster, and was a prequel to Maximo. And the answer is, what is Ghosts and Goblins? My second question was, this game is off the anime series where you play a female android cop and are driving a spider-like vehicle called a Fuchikoma. And the answer is, what is Ghost in the Shell? And our final question is, this game has you playing as a part of a special forces unit trying to stop ultra-nationalists who have seized power in Russia. And the answer is, what is Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon? Alright, let's go to the next category, Castlevania. This is the name of the family who is in a never-ending struggle to be Dracula. The answer is, what is Belmont? Number 2. This is what you have to find in order to fight Dracula in Castlevania 2, Belmont's Curse. And the answer is, what are Dracula's body parts? He has a rib, a heart, an eye, a nail, a ring, and there's a crystal you must pick up. But finally, our last question is, in Castlevania 3, Dracula's Curse, you get to play as Dracula's son. This was his name. And the answer is, what is Alucard? Now let's get to our final question. I asked you, what do you feed the green tentacle when you first see him as you're going upstairs? And the answer is, what are wax fruit and a can of Pepsi? That's all the trivia I have for you this week. Remember, it is a new month this next week, so please vote for us at podcastdolly.com and also vote for us at podcast.yahoo.com. You can email me at GameActHotline at gmail.com, or you can visit us at www.GameActHotline.com and give us some comments and suggestions about the show. We go ahead and want to thank you guys for listening, and you could please turn your video games back up, and we'll have a nice weekend, okay? Happy Halloween, everybody!
まだ見たことないし